I just need actually. Because I will need to figure out what time it is when I.
Well,
it's fine. I think.
David, do you have the time? Do you have your cell phone on you?
I have my cell phone. 6:02.
Great.
I guess so. I think we were right. Great. So good evening and welcome to the Hughes public hearing on our proposed updates to Oregon State Implementation Plan for Nitrogen Dioxide, Sulfur Dioxide, and Lead Ambient Standards. My name is Aida Bibidich, and I will be the presiding officer for tonight's hearing. I work in the air quality planning section. If you haven't done so already, please sign the attendance sheet that's right there on the table. There are also comments, registration cards next to the attendance sheet that you will need to fill out if you would like to submit verbal or written testimony. Before we begin with the public hearing, Carrie Kapp here, she's with DEQ Air Quality Planning, and she is a staff presenter for this hearing. And Carrie will present a summary of the proposed rule amendment. After Carrie's presentation, member of the public in attendance may take this opportunity to ask clarifying questions about the rule amendments. However, you are asked to hold your comments for the official comment period to be held during the public hearing immediately following the information session. Carrie, will you please begin your informational presentation?
Thank you, Aida. So I'm just going to, real briefly, as Aida mentioned, my name is Carrie Ann Kaplan. I'm the Air Quality Planner with Oregon DEQ. And I was the lead staff person on this rulemaking. So I'm going to go through a brief summary of the proposed rule amendments that we are putting forth in this rulemaking and that we're holding a public hearing for public comment this evening. So essentially, updates to the Oregon Clean Air Act implementation plan are needed to ensure that we, the Oregon DEQ, have the authority to implement the National Ambient Air Quality Standards for nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide, and lead, and as well, in addition to updating our rules for those three standards, this proposed rulemaking would also adopt amendments to, in adopting those standards, that would update infrastructure elements of our state implementation plan, which would then allow us to submit those updates to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as a revision to our state implementation plan to the Oregon SIP. So a short summary of the proposed rule amendments under this proposal include amending Oregon Administrative Rule Chapter 340, Division 202, Rule 70 to incorporate the primary one-hour National Ambient Air Quality Standard for sulfur dioxide adopted by the EPA in June of 2010 and effective August 2010. It would also amend Oregon Administrative Rule Chapter 340, Division 202, Rule 100, to incorporate the primary one-hour National Ambient Air Quality Standard for Nitrogen Dioxide, adopted by EPA in February of 2010 and effective in April of 2010. This rulemaking proposal, if adopted, would also amend the Administrative Rule Chapter 340, Division 202, Rule 130 to incorporate the primary and secondary National Ambient Air Quality Standard for lead adopted by the EPA in November of 2008 and effective in January 2009. In addition, we are proposing to amend Table 1 of Oregon Administrative Rule Chapter 340, Division 200, Rule 20 to adopt new one-hour significant air quality impact levels for both nitrogen dioxide and sulfur dioxide. And then lastly, all four of these amendments, if approved by our commission in October, when they go before the EPC for rule adoption, if all of these are approved amendments. These set of amendments would be submitted, and we would also amend Oregon Administrative Rule Chapter 340, Division 200, Rule 40, which updates the Oregon Clean Air Act State Implementation Plan and reflects all of the other four aforementioned amendments to update our state air quality impact levels and air quality standards. So with that, that's a pretty basic description. It's all of these proposed amendments are in order to align our state rules with current federal air quality standards, and effectively implementing or providing us the authority to implement those standards in the state of Oregon. So with that, I'll open it to questions if anyone has any clarifying questions that they'd like to ask to better understand the proposal. And from there, we'll move into the public hearing section that if you'd like to provide comment, you can do so at that time. So are there any questions? Yes. Yes, there is a second hearing at 7 p.m. for transportation conformity measures in EQC 8.
Okay, so there's an EQC 8 meeting for this hearing. And you guys started over here, so that's...
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, the signs for this meeting, I don't think the signs yet are up yet for the 7 o'clock. But this is EQC B for the updates to the infrastructure SIP. Well, if there aren't any questions, then I'd like to hand it back to Aida for the official public hearing section, at which point we can open it up for public comment.
Actually, I do have one question.
Sure.
Kind of the delay in kind of getting this rolling, I mean, you said that the nitrogen dioxide standard was approved by EPA and has been affected for about 3 years now.
I don't know what the national average time of turnaround time. For us, it was a matter of workload and ability to provide staff time and resources to do it. So we are fast tracking or bundling these three. One of the purposes of bundling these three rulemakings was to try and make that process as efficient as possible and try to get it done as quickly as possible.
What's involved in that process if you're just adopting what EPA has already adopted? What kind of work goes into actually getting this rulemaking ready?
So I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but on the website, and I can give you the link to where the link is, we have a notice document that provides the details of this, and if you look in the back, I think it starts on page 23. There are three tables, one for sulfur dioxide, one for nitrogen dioxide, and one for lead. And it was a process of, there are, I believe, a list of 12 section, Clean Air Section 110 requirements for infrastructure elements of a state implementation plan. And we constructed tables for each of those pollutants that we looked to all those requirements in the Clean Air Act, and then we went through our rules and our authorizing statutes and made corollaries and found all of our rules that provide us all the infrastructure elements, so the rules, the authority, the resources, and mapping those out. So we basically have a table that shows a corresponding state rule to the federal requirement. That was a bulk of the process for this rulemaking. There are internal processes that we go through, different steps in our rulemaking schedule, so that involves drafting the rules, having them internally reviewed, working with our counterparts at EPA to make sure that we're getting all those requirements met. So it was primarily a process of putting those tables together, in addition to going through the traditional rulemaking schedule of compiling all the information, making sure that we have all the correct memorandums of agreement, different agreements in place, and categorizing and cataloging all of the different requirements within those tables to make sure that we have demonstrated sufficiently that our SIP meets the federal requirements.
Okay.
So a lot of just tedious kind of looking up rules and cross-referencing them.
I did the same thing at EPA, I fully understand.
Okay. It's a good question, though. I appreciate you asking. Okay. Well, with that, I think we're ready to move to the public hearing portion.
Sure.
So at this time, I will now call the hearing to order. For the record, today is August 15, 2013. The time is 6:13 p.m. and we are at the headquarters office of the Department of Environmental Quality. The hearing will be recorded to maintain a permanent record, and by signing up to testify, you are consenting to be recorded. My name is Aida Dugovic, DEQ Air Quality Analyst, and I will be the presiding officer for tonight's hearing. The job of presiding officer is to hear and acknowledge comments and not to defend the proposed rules. The purpose of this hearing is to take comments on the proposed updates to the Oregon State Implementation Plan for nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide, and lead ambient air quality standards. DEQ will consider appropriate ideas you suggest to the extent that our authority allows. Please be aware you might raise issues that are outside our scope of authority. Following the completion of the public hearing, a written presiding officer's report summarizing both written and verbal comments will be prepared and will be available with the final staff report posted on our DEQ rulemaking website. And this is the website is listed in the invitation to comment. The deadline date for receipt of written comments on the proposed rules is August 19, 2013 at 5 p.m. The Administrative Procedure Act requires DEQ to record the names of people who are attending our public hearings. All attending, please sign the attendance sheet. If you want to submit formal comments at this hearing, please sign in and fill out the registration cards that are on the table to ensure that we have the correct spelling of your name and address. If you want to be on the DEQ mailing list pertaining to this proposal, please indicate that on the registration card. So if anyone would like to provide the comments, please turn in the registration cards.
Your stuff.
For the record, Catherine Venata, Director of Governmental and Regulatory Affairs for the Northwest Pulp and Paper Association. We have reviewed the rule package, and we thank you for the opportunity to provide further comment in writing at a later date by the deadline. And thank you for holding the public hearing. We appreciate all of the department's work in cataloging and crosswalking their rules to the federal requirements, and we look forward to our written comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Ketchum? Would you please sign the your registration sheet so we have the correct spelling of your name?
And if you guys can't sign it, then I'll give you a card.
Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we sincerely appreciate your involvement. And we will make sure that everyone who wants to give formal comments has the opportunity to do so. And, the deadline to submit comments again is 5 p.m. August 19, 2013. After reviewing the comments, the department may consider revisions to the proposed rules. The department's final recommendation for rule adoption will be made at the EQC meeting scheduled for October 16th and 17th, May 13th, and it will take place in Tillamook, Oregon. The commission will use its own discretion in deciding whether to adopt all, part, or none of the proposed rules, postpone adoption, or hold additional public hearings. If anyone else wants to provide a comment, please come forward to the recorder so we can record your hearing. And if no one wants to provide any additional comment, thank you for taking the time to come here and share your comments with DEQ. Following the completion of the public hearings, a written presiding officer's report summarizing both written and verbal comments will be prepared and will be available with the final staff report posted on our DEQ rulemaking website, which is listed in the invitation to comment. Please let us know if you would like this document sent via standard mail. Again, thank you for coming and providing us with your comments. This hearing is adjourned.